Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Houston Sports Connection. My name is Eric Falmer, and I'm your host. And I know it's been a little while since I've done a show, and just a lot of reasons for that. Mostly due to the fact that I launched my show a certain way. I did a lot of research prior to launching the podcast of how to go about doing it in order to attract a wider audience, to establish growth right off the bat. And needless to say, it really didn't take off the way I thought it would. So there was a little bit of a disappointment there. I didn't really know which direction I should go with it. But, you know, I decided that, you know, I'm just going to stick with it, see what happens, and, you know, hopefully it'll get better. I mean, it really can't get any worse than where it was at, so, you know, just stay positive, stay with it, and, you know, hope for better things. As you could probably tell, my first several shows were pretty much scripted word for word, and I'm thinking maybe that kind of hurt things a little bit. So as you can tell right now, I have no script in front of me. Well, I mean, you can't tell, you can't physically see me, but I have no script in front of me. I really have no idea what I'm going to say. You know, what actually made me turn the mic on tonight was I watch YouTube a lot, and there's several people that I like to follow their channels for one reason or another. You know, some just for entertainment purposes, some I like to learn things from. And I was just watching a video by a guy by the name of Tim Schmoyer, who runs the Video Creators YouTube channel. And their channel is basically set up for, you know, people that want to do YouTube videos. You know, things to make your channel better, to grow your audience, to, you know, better monetize your channel. And he actually did a video today that I just got done watching just a few minutes ago. And he's finally hit 100,000 subscribers on his channel. And he's come to the realization that he's kind of growing bored with the direction that his channel is going in. So he wants to kind of branch out and do something maybe a little bit more personal. Not just, YouTube related stuff. And it really kind of got me thinking, you know, maybe that's kind of what I need to do more of here on this show myself. You know, other than it just being sports, you know, kind of just put more of me into it rather than scripting everything up and you know, trying to make things a little too polished. You know, I think maybe that comes off a little, I really don't want to say fake, because nothing I said and put into the show is fake. I mean, everything I said, I meant 100%. But just maybe a little too polished, maybe, you know, it seemed maybe more like I was talking at everybody rather than talking to everybody. And so, you know, I'm just letting you know now that, you know, I'm going to change that, well, starting now. And so I'm going to get into some sports stuff. I mean, like I said, I have nothing scripted here. I really have, I mean, there's a few things here I can talk about. I'm actually sitting here in front of my laptop right now looking at ESPN.com, and quite honestly, it's making me sick because right on the front page of ESPN.com is the story about the Rangers with another walk-off win against the Astros, and now they're half a game in first. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more here in a minute. But first, I kind of wanted to talk about something. For those of you who listened to my first few shows, and Lord knows that was only a few of you. You heard me talk about my company, Texas Sports Consulting, where I worked with high school athletes, helping them through the recruiting process, helping them get scholarships and financial aid and things like that. Well, as of last Monday, I made the decision to finally shut my company down. I felt like in over a year's time, I had put so much time and effort into it. And it really just, I've just hit dead end after dead end after dead end, you know, as far as trying to grow and expand the company, my client base, my brand, you know, and I just, it got to the point to where I think it, without a lot of money to advertise, it's just, it really wasn't going to go anywhere. I felt like I had put myself out there, was well recognized in the high school sports community, at least in my area where I live, where there's thousands of students just here in the district that I live in. And, you know, there were so many students and parents that knew me, and, you know, it just, you know, while I cherish the connections that I made, it just wasn't translating into business, if that makes sense. You know, as it stands right now, I mean, I've had several clients. I have two last year that are now off in college. Pitcher out of Cy Ridge High School, Austin Kemp, is now at Richland College. That's up in North Texas. Keaton Terrain, offensive lineman at Cy Ranch that went to the state championship game last year. He's now redshirting at Angelo State. And, you know, I think there's a lot of potential there for Keaton in the future, as well as Austin. I think they're both going to do outstanding in their sports in college. I think they made great decisions on where they went. I have a client that's a senior in high school this year, Braden Stringer, a linebacker with Cy Ranch. And he committed last year to Texas Tech. So, you know, his road's already set, and I think he made an outstanding decision going to Texas Tech. I was really happy for him and for his parents and family and everything, and I think the sky is the limit for Braden. I really do. Braden's the kind of kid that I think if he continues to aspire to be better than what he is every day, you know, if he makes it a goal that tomorrow he's going to be better than he is today, and so on and so forth every day for the next 5 years, I honestly believe with his work ethic and his talent and his ability that, you know, you could see Braden playing on Sundays one day. You know, I know that comes off as a little biased because, you know, he was my client, but, you know, I really see that potential in him. I look at him and I kind of see a Brian Cushing. You know, that's the kind of athlete that I think Braden is. I think the sky's the limit for him. And, you know, I certainly wish him well. And, you know, like I said, I think there's a bright future ahead for Braden. And I'm really looking forward to watching and see what happens there. I currently have two clients on my roster that I'm going to stick with until they graduate and they go off to college. But I just came to the decision that, you know, I feel like I have done as much as I know to do right now. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say I've done everything that I can, because I know I haven't. But I've done everything that I could think of to do or that I could afford to do. You know, this isn't something I was going to sink thousands of dollars into. Just from a financial standpoint, that wasn't logical to do that. It just seemed more of a business that everybody that I told that I did this, they just talked about how great it sounded, how there was such a huge need for this out there. But the bottom line is everybody wanted this for free. And the moment they had to pay for it, they didn't want it anymore. I don't know if it was just a lack of track record. Unfortunately, this is the kind of company and the kind of business that it would take you 5 to 10 years to really build a portfolio and a track record, and you would have to work for free for those 5 or 10 years. And I'm just, you know, with everything else I have going on, I just can't afford to commit to that kind of schedule and that kind of time frame. You know, I wasn't expecting it to take off overnight, but I was looking for, after a year, I was looking for a little bit more growth than what I was getting, pretty much. So, you know, I enjoyed it. And again, I still am in touch with some of these students and parents and coaches that I've met over the last, you know, a little over a year. And, you know, I still want to, you know, stay involved in some capacity. Hopefully it could be through this, you know, if enough people will listen and, correspond, you know, maybe this is the outlet that you know, I can still reach those people. You know, since I'm not doing this for a business anymore, you know, maybe I'll do some shows talking about the ins and outs of, you know, the recruiting industry and, you know, tips that student athletes should take to, you know, to make sure that they're making the right choices out there. So, you know, again, I had a lot of fun over the last, you know, little over a year of doing this and, you know, getting to go to the games and everything else and the connections that I've made. And, you know, I don't regret it. You know, I'll say that. You know, I want to thank everybody that I got the chance to work with and that I'm currently working with. And, you know, it's been worth it every day. You know, there's not a single day that I've regretted, with this company. So, I definitely thank everybody that I've gotten to work with, that I've gotten to talk to. So yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that, kind of get that out of the way. I am working on some other things. That's kind of another reason why I decided to step away from that. Hopefully within the next, you know, few weeks, I'll be talking a little bit more about what I've got going on outside of, you know, the podcast and the sports stuff and things like that. I've got some other things that I'm kind of working on, some brand deals and things of that nature. So, definitely, you know, stay listening and you know, stay tuned to hear what I have going on in the next few weeks. Cause I'm pretty excited about it. Honestly, I think it's, you know, they say when one door closes, another one opens. So, you know, hopefully this is going to be, you know, a good opportunity for me. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I'm sitting here in front of my laptop right now, and all I see is this Gatorade water bath that the Rangers are taking after beating the Astros tonight. And, you know, it's honestly making me a little depressed, and I apologize. But, I don't even know what to say anymore. You know, I've been with this team for, you know, seemingly forever, you know, even through the down times. And I know that's a trendy thing to say, oh yeah, I was a fan when they won 50 games and everything, but I truly was. You know, I felt like that the way that Crane and Luna were setting the Astros up, building the foundation. You know, I felt like everything they were doing during that time was probably the right things to do. And I already know, you know, I mean, I feel like the direction the Astros are heading, that, you know, the way they're playing, the way the Rangers are playing, the way the Angels are playing, I mean, you could easily see by the end of this weekend the Astros being in third place. I mean, it's highly possible that that could happen. And with only a few weeks left in the season, they have a shot of not even making the playoffs. After being in first place 95% of the whole season, it's sick. It's sick. And, you know, being a fan of this team, it's painful to watch now. And I swear, every freaking time they go to the bullpen, I want to turn the TV off and go find something else to do, because I feel like, you know, early in the season, the first couple of months, you had that feeling that even if the Astros were down in the late innings, oh, they were coming back. They're going to win. You know, somebody's going to be clutch, and the Astros are going to win. And now it's like, before the games even start, you don't even feel like you don't feel confident that they're going to win. And, you know, it's a shame now, especially when it's so close to the end of the season. And, you know, again, this all goes back to the trade deadline. Yeah, they got Cashmere. Yeah, they got Gomez. But Gomez has been out for the better part of a week. He's not going to play in this series. And he's not performing the way he was before we got him. And I don't know if that just has to do with the transition from the National League to the American League or what the deal is. But, you know, we left too many cards on the table. You know, you still had Mark Appel you could have traded. We could have gotten rid of Carter, Rasmus, Mariznick, several guys in the minors. You could have got another bat in here easily. And, you know, I've said all year long, our hitting has been hidden by our pitching. Our pitching for most of the year has been absolutely lights out. Well, somewhere along the line, Keuchel decided that pitching at Minute Maid was the only place he really wanted to do well at. You know, McHugh goes tonight against the Rangers, gives up 4 runs in the first inning. I mean, you bury your team before they even get their second at bat. And our bullpen has just been atrocious. I mean, it blows my mind. I was actually talking to somebody on Twitter earlier that I think relief pitchers should get charged with every run they give up. Whether they put that person on base or not, if you give up that run, you get charged with it. Because Harris comes in with a 1.7 ERA, gives up the game-winning run, and it's not even going to get charged to him. So he's going to come out the next game with the same 1.7 ERA. And all he does is give up runs. I mean, this guy's ERA should be like 12 at this point because of all these runs that are being put on by one pitcher and given up by another. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it hides the true problem. I mean, you'll have one or two pitchers with an ERA of 5, and they're not even giving up that many runs. It's the guys after them. So, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know what to think. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I love the way this team has played. I think they've grossly overachieved. I mean, I know that's not popular to say, but, you know, just being honest, I think they've grossly overachieved. And I apologize, I'm not laughing because of this. I'm laughing because I'm reading a headline that says Marshawn Lynch's mom calls on the Seahawks to fire offensive coordinator Bevel. And I just happened to catch that headline, and I just think it's funny that a professional athlete's mom is speaking out. You know what? I'm going to click on this because I know Twitter or Facebook has got to be involved with this. So I apologize for getting off the Astros for a second, but yep, there it is. And a post on her Facebook page Delisa, I apologize if I'm totally butchering that name, called offensive coordinator Bevel the worst play caller ever. And this is coming from a football player's mom, who I'm sure has a ton of credibility where that's concerned. Yeah, you know, word of advice to any athletes out there. Yeah, let's keep mom off of Facebook and Twitter when it concerns stuff like coaches. That's not a good look. You know, and that sucks because I got Marshawn Lynch on one of my fantasy teams. And, you know, yeah, he sucked over the weekend, but you got to keep mom off Facebook. I mean, that's just not a good look. The Baltimore Ravens signed former Texans linebacker Jason Babin. That's how good he was. I can't even get his damn name right. Jason Babin after losing Terrell Suggs. That's not bad. I mean, I think Babin had a couple of good years there in Philadelphia, and I thought he was really going to turn the corner, but he just never really kind of, you know, he wasn't the guy that I think everybody thought he was going to. Adidas tells James Harden he cannot wear Nikes even off the court. So, sorry, James. You know, Adidas gives you, what was it, $200 million? Yeah, you got to kind of wear their shoes. Even when you're just going out to McDonald's or wherever you and Chloe are going to nowadays. Got to keep those Adidas on. You know, can't be wearing the swoosh anymore. Let's see here. Athletic Director Patterson out at Texas. I don't really care. I'm not a Longhorn fan. You know, I never have liked the Longhorns. Again, I know not a very popular thing to say here in Texas, but I never have liked them. And the Rockets unleashing three new uniforms. And I gotta say, the black one is not bad. I don't like what looks like the gray one. I can't tell if that's gray or white that Dwight's wearing in this picture. The Red Clutch City jersey has got to go, though. Sorry. You know, it's one thing to put that on your Facebook and your Twitter and your newspapers, but yeah, it's just not a good look on a uniform. I'm interested to see what the guys on the radio shows tomorrow have to say about that, because I don't think you're going to find anybody that really likes those. You know, Clutch City, I mean, that might have been good in like 95, but there hasn't been a whole lot clutch about this Rockets team in, you know, say the last 20 years. So, you know, I think that's probably the wrong thing you should put on your uniform. So anyway, I got completely sidetracked from the Astros, but you know, I think the point is made. You know, I honestly don't know where they go from here over the last few weeks of the season. You know, of course I'm hoping for the best. I hope they can get it together, but you know, the way they're playing right now and the way the Rangers and the Angels are playing, it's not looking good. For those of you know, that listened to the show a couple weeks ago, I did a show on fantasy football. I'm in two leagues this year. At the time I did the show, I was actually not on any leagues, so got on two at the last minute, and one on ESPN, one on Yahoo, and actually won my first week on both of them. I was pretty happy with my drafts. There was a couple of players that, you know, I missed out on that I really wanted. In one of my leagues, I had the number one pick, which I don't even remember if I said this in my show about fantasy football, but I hate the number one pick. You know, I'd really rather have like middle of the order. You know, in a 10-team league, I'd rather have like five or six, you know, because your usual guys are going to go first, your APs, your Marshawn Lynch, you know, your Le'Veon Bells, Antonio Browns, you know, and again, if you listen to my show about fantasy football, I like the under the radar guys. You know, I mean, yeah, I like some of the bigger, more established names, but only at certain spots in a draft. So, in the one on ESPN, because I'm actually on ESPN's website right now, I actually ended up with the number 3 pick, and I took Marshawn Lynch. You know, I didn't want to go running back right off the bat. I traditionally like my first pick or even my first 2 picks to be wide receivers, just because it's such a pass-heavy league, but you know, I just felt like Adrian Peterson was the first pick. Le'Veon Bell was the second. I felt like and it was weird because the first 2 rounds, I had the 3rd pick in both rounds. And then after the 2nd round, it snaked. So I went ahead and went Marshawn Lynch thinking that, you know, since I had the number 3 pick in the 2nd round as well, that, you know, I could probably still get a good receiver because I wouldn't have to wait so long. It wasn't snaking into the 2nd round. It was snaking into the 3rd. So I got Marshawn Lynch. I ended up with Demaryius Thomas with my 2nd pick and just kind of went from there. And, you know, I drafted some guys that aren't going to be ready for the first few weeks, like Antonio Gates, Martavis Bryant, you know, guys like that. Those 2 guys are serving suspensions. CJ Spiller was hurt, but I got these guys for later on in the season. You know, because after the first 4 games, these guys are going to put up decent numbers. The one I was actually surprised with, this was actually my 2nd-to-last pick, or it may have even been my last, but the Titans defense. I knew nobody was going to draft them because they're the Titans. I mean, nobody really cares about them. And I just knew with Dick LeBeau moving from my team, the Steelers, as their defensive coordinator to Tennessee this year, that their defense was going to get a little better. Plus, it helped that they played Tampa Bay in week 1 and just completely shut them down pretty much. And I'm actually going to leave them in for week 2 because they're playing at Cleveland. And I mean, you know, my starting defense was the Steelers, and, you know, they play at home against San Francisco, and their defense has just got too many issues right now. They look completely lost the first week against the Patriots, and, you know, I just don't trust them right now. I may end up dropping them if they can't get their act together, but, you know, I'm not sure how confident I am about running a whole season with the Titans defense. Because, I mean, let's face it, you got to face Indianapolis twice, you got to face Houston twice, and the Texans will get their issues worked out. Oh, excuse me for a second. The Texans will get their stuff worked out. I'm not one of those guys who's going to, you know, freak out. The world's not ending because they lost week 1. I mean, let's face it, the Chiefs are a much better team than the Texans are. I was really disappointed with the defense. You know, I felt like going in that would be our strong suit. I felt like it would be a lot closer game. I thought it'd be a very low scoring game, and I was pretty disappointed in those guys. I mean, I saw some good things out of Jadeveon Clowney. Hopefully, if he can stay healthy, he can. You know, do as well, if not better, as the season goes on. And, but yeah, I mean, I'm not really ready to hit the eject button on the Texans just yet. I mean, I was really expecting there to be a lot of backlash on Monday about this game, and surprisingly, there wasn't. I mean, you know, yeah, everybody's talking about the quarterbacks, and, you know, honestly, I think you just got to go back to Hoyer. I mean, it comes down to the point of it's always easier to go back to the rookie and the young guy than it is to bench the veteran, start the rookie, and then have to go back to the veteran. You know, you just lose all credibility, you lose all morale with your team, you lose all trust, and you're not going to get anything out of either one of them if you do that. So I think you got to go back to Hoyer. you know, see what he can do in week two. I mean, you know, I guess you can't do much worse than you did in week one. So, yeah, you know, New York Giants making headlines for all the wrong reasons. Yeah, I don't really care about the Giants. But at least I can go back to the main page of ESPN and not see the Rangers celebrate. Oh, never mind. There's a story. All right, so so one thing I am kind of surprised about, for those who did the one show that I did a couple weeks ago that actually got the most listeners, and I thank you for it, was the one about my predictions for Cy Fair's high school football district. And I am extremely shocked at these first 2 weeks. And again, I'm not really a guy that puts a lot of stock in the first game or even the first couple of games, but, you know, my God, you know, I pick Langham Creek and Jersey Village to finish 1-2, and both these teams start the season 0-2. And I just don't get it. I mean, right now, looking at everything, Cy Falls and who do I have written down here? Is that Cy Springs? Cy Falls and Cy Springs are both 2-0 in the district right now. I mean, you know, congratulations to those guys. You know, they're doing outstanding. You know, congratulations to Cy Lakes and Cy Ridge winning their first games of the season. You know, I mean, Cy Lakes had a really rough game this past weekend against Cy Ranch. You know, and Cy Ridge kind of had a pretty much the same kind of outing against Cy Woods. But, you know, pretty surprised so far with how this district's going. You know, I'm really kind of looking for Cy Fair 1-1, Cy Creek, which was another team that I'd picked that was going to make the playoff this year, 0-2. I mean, so, you know, again, for all the backlash that that I got over that show, you know, again, it's still early in the season, so I've got time. I could still be right at the end of the year, because it looks like there might be a little parity in this district. And, you know, honestly, I'm happy to see it. It's going to make for better games. It's going to make for, you know, a better district race at the end of the season. And I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out. Excuse me again. Had to get a little water. That's the thing about doing this thing off the cuff and not having a script is, you know, I really don't know how long I'm going to talk about any given subject. So let's see. I've been going for 33 minutes right now. So, yeah, I'll probably wrap this up here in a minute, because, yeah, I pretty much just kind of covered everything. Didn't really talk much about college football. I mean, nothing really of note as of right now. As a Notre Dame fan, of course, you know, our starting quarterback, Malik Zaire, broke his ankle. He's out for the year. So, you know, I'm a little disappointed in that. Was pretty happy with the job the backup did. And, of course, I only call him the backup because I do not remember his name, unfortunately. So, yeah, I guess my fan card can be in a little bit of a question over that, but it's all right. I'll learn it by Saturday. So, you know, been pretty happy. I don't know if there's anybody out there that, you know, gets into the betting of football, whether it be college or pros or, you know, any kind of survivor pools or squares, you know, over games, things like that. But, you know, if you are, you'll definitely want to tune into this show, because I will be covering a lot of that over the course of the season. Been doing pretty good so far. Kind of developed a new strategy this season with the first few weeks. I really don't like to bet on any point spreads. just because it takes a few weeks to really kind of start learning these teams, learning how they play, letting Vegas get the lines right. Usually by week five is when I really start looking at that a little bit more. But I kind of developed a new strategy of just going with the money lines on some of these teams that are huge point spreads, just to build a little bit of a bankroll. You know, I mean, you may only get $10 out of a team, but, you know, if somebody walked up to you right now and said, "Hey, do you want me to give you $10? I'm sure you'll say, "Hell yeah, give me $10. So, you know, that's kind of what I've been doing. It's been working for me. I've been hitting 100% on those so far the first couple of weeks. So, had a couple of scares, but these teams came through for me. So I may just do that for a couple more weeks. I really haven't looked at any of the games this week yet. So who knows? Maybe I'll look at some and jump on here and do a little 5-10 minute update, you know, this come going into this weekend on some of these games. So, you know, there's one game tomorrow, Clemson at Louisville. Last I saw, Clemson was a 6.5 point favorite over Louisville. Not really sure how I feel about that. I mean, on paper, Clemson looks like they should cover, but Louisville starting out 0-2. I think that if they go 0-3, it's not going to be by much. I mean, they're going to fight like hell to get that first win. I don't think they're going to get it, but I'm hoping that they keep the game close, or at least I'm thinking they will anyway. So, yeah, I'm probably going to lay off on that. Florida State at Boston College on Friday. I mean, you know, yeah, it looks like it should be a blowout, but Florida State traditionally doesn't play that well in Boston College. So I think Florida State's like a 8.5 point favorite in that one, so I really wouldn't touch that one too much. If at any point anybody has any questions on any games, any lines, feel free to contact me. Again, if you're brand new to the show, you can find me on Twitter at Eric Folmer. That's ericfolmer. You can catch me on there. My company's Twitter is still up at TX Sports Consult. Not sure what direction I'm going to go with that account right now, just because, you know, again, I'm not doing the business anymore, but I still have a lot of followers. I still keep up with a lot of what's going on in the local sports as far as high school and things like that. So I haven't really made a decision one way or the other what I'm going to do with it. I am trying to direct, you know, more people to my personal Twitter, because I'm going to start using that a lot more. But yeah, I mean, if you ever have any questions, any feedback, anything like that, definitely hit me up on there. I am definitely going to be working on a couple of interviews coming up in the near future. I know when I did my high school football predictions that at that time I was actually talking with Adam Coleman about coming onto the show, but since I have recorded that show and was last talking to him, he has actually moved up in the journalism world, and he's actually writing for the Houston Chronicle and some Associated Press stuff. So, you know, congratulations to Adam Coleman. You know, I couldn't be happier for him and proud of what he's achieving. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit for him. I think he's got a great future in sports journalism ahead of him. And I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, I love reading his stuff. If you don't have a chance to, if you haven't had a chance to read his stuff, definitely look at the Houston Chronicle. I'm trying to see. I wasn't expecting to do a shout out here, so I want to make sure that I get his Twitter handle just right. It is @_ColemanSports, Coleman, @ColemanSports, Adam Coleman. Great guy, you know. For those of you in the Cypher area, you already know. Outstanding writer, has great material. So, yeah, you should definitely check him out. Not sure that I'm going to be able to get him on the show now. So we'll see, but I'm going to have some other people in the future. So definitely stay tuned. I will make announcements as I get people lined up, as this becomes more regular. I would like to start doing this every week, but we'll just see how it goes. You know, I think I'm going to have more of kind of this concept. I'm not really going to script anything, and I'm just going to get on here and just kind of rap with you guys, and you know, we'll talk a little sports, we'll talk a little, you know, life, and, you know, anything that, that you know, you guys want to talk about, feel free to hit me up online. You know, if you have a question, I'll answer the question here on the show. If not, I'll answer it on Twitter, I'll answer it on email, I'll answer it on Facebook, however you want me to. So, definitely hit me back. You know, I love interacting with people. I love talking sports, and you know, let's get a little dialogue going here. You know, let me know what's going on with your favorite teams. You know, even if you are a Cowboys fan or a Longhorns fan, you know, I'll hear what you you blinded loyalists have to say. I guess that's a nice way that I can put it. but, yeah, definitely, you know, hit me up online. And, like I said, let's talk to each other more than just having me talk at you. You know, I think that's going to be a lot better for this show, and, you know, hopefully a lot more of you will listen. And I apologize if it seems like I'm just rambling at this point. I will wrap it up. And, for those of you who are, you know, who were a little disappointed that there was no fancy music or intro at the beginning, I apologize. But again, I was inspired, you know, an hour ago watching a YouTube video, I just wanted this to have a little bit different feel to it, if that makes sense. I wanted to, you know, just kind of open up a little bit more, be a little bit, I don't know, just put a little bit more of me into it. You know, I am human. You know, I love sports. I love talking sports. And, you know, I hope to talk sports with you all in the future. So with that being said, I will go ahead and sign off. I do hope you tune in next time. Again, follow me online to find out when the next shows will be on. Thank you to everybody who's already listened to the shows. To everybody that subscribed to the shows, it is on iTunes, it is on Stitcher Radio. So if you have, you know, an iPhone, if you have an Android phone, you could subscribe there for free. Just search Houston Sports Connection and you'll be taken right to this show, and hit that subscribe button and make sure to listen on a weekly basis when the new episodes drop. So again, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. I truly appreciate it. And I definitely look forward to talking with you again. Again, my name is Eric Fulmer. I'm your host, and thank you for listening to the Houston Sports Connection.